before the age of 50, I was a very unhappy, sad woman, and I was coping with tremendous challenges at that time, and I prayed. I actually was like, get me through this. My mother was on a respirator for 6 weeks. Every day I was at the hospital praying that she would come through and feeling so alone. And then everything changed when I started to write and open my heart. And when I began to open my heart, it led me to playing guitar again. It led me back to friendship. You and I have been friends our whole life, but I don't think we saw each other much for like 20 years. We hardly talked. Everything changed when I found my music. Suddenly we were close. I was sharing the joy of finding new songs. And when I found my music again, I just became a different person. I didn't expect to deal with dry eyes. I thought, you know, I found my joy, I'm sailing here. But now I realize that it's all a journey and my eyes are part of it, and I can't separate it. I'm going to live with this and I'm going to continue my journey. It's the best thing that ever happened to me.
You have made tremendous strides. Just amazing.
Thank you. No matter what, I'm not set back. Like when I have a bad day with my eyes, it can lead me back to thoughts of, oh my God, when I first had this condition and I went to the ER and they said, oh, you have dry eyes and it's not curable. And I could go back there. On a bad day, it could be, well, God, maybe I've had a setback and I'm not going to have good days again. I just know it's a setback and I just deal with it and drink a lot of water, try to rest, try to get off the computer. It's not as dramatic. It's not as drastic. Instead, I keep just going forward, looking at my journey as one of excitement, passion. I have a feeling there are really exciting things ahead for me. I don't know why. I used to dream I would be famous. I used to dream everybody would get to hear all of my songs. That might never happen. My music, I haven't made a penny from it. I do it out of my joy, out of love. I've spent a lot of money on it because I deserve it and I want to enjoy it. And if it goes nowhere, if no one ever hears my songs but Joni or people at Kulax, it's fine because it gave me the joy. And it's all about living for today. I don't need to be famous or rich or any of those things because I already have everything I need.
You have your gratitude.
I'm blessed. I have three beautiful, loving children. I have a place to live. I have a great career. And I have the ability to do this music. So I think there's a reason. And that's why I'm not going to let my eyes stop me. I am hoping that I did this video to just offer people that are in a dark place some hope. I've done that with my music, with grief. And how do I offer hope if I'm not cured? I'm still trying. But I do know that I'm living and I'm managing with this condition. So I guess I would like people to take away from this video that the dark place is not forever. It's just a temporary thing. And there are going to be, I'm hoping there's going to be more advances. But until then, I am not going to stop living. I remember after losing a child, I used to have this feeling of fear, like what's going to happen next. I think life is all about, we know, at any time, something could happen. I realize even with my eyesight, what I have today, something can happen. Or anything, or anyone I love. So all we have is today. And I just figure today is the day that I am going to enjoy my life. And even with challenges, there are ways to find a focus of on that. The more you look for something, the more you will find it. So I'm going to look for the good things.
So follow the shining star.
Follow the shining star and the angels in the sky and the love. Love is a big thing. Self-love and the love of those that are gone, that are in my corner, cheering me on.